So starting with the first slide, this is a cross-section of the spinal cord, and that means the cord runs in this direction. We're going to slice it across and look at it end-on, just like we're looking at the end of a sausage. And this is the whole spinal cord in cross-section. And you should be already aware from your neuro work that depending upon the level that you are within the spinal cord, the size of various parts of the spinal cord change along its length. So at the level of the cervical level where the upper limb is, we get a bigger section where the motor neurons are, and the same at the lumbar level, we get an expansion in the spinal cord where we're getting a motor output as well. So just looking at the overview of the architecture of this, all of this material on the outside here, around the spinal cord, these are the meninges, and the meninges consist of three different layers, and we'll look at that at a higher magnification, but represent the connective tissue-like material that surrounds the spinal cord and the central nervous system. So the three meninge layers are found enclosing the entire spinal cord and the brain. Within it, we've got the cross-section of the spinal cord itself. And in terms of the overall layout, this is dorsal. Oh, sorry, I got it wrong. This is ventral, and this is dorsal. And so we name the layout of the actual central grey matter according to its shape. So the grey matter is this butterfly shape here in the middle, or sometimes described as an H. H or butterfly, easy to remember. And the horns down here on the lower side, so these two horns down here, are the ventral horns of the spinal cord. And these two upper parts of the butterfly, or the H, are the dorsal horns. And this area in the middle of the spinal cord represents the grey matter of the spinal cord. So this is the grey matter, this H-shaped structure that we see here. Now, everything else outside of this central H or butterfly is the white matter of the spinal cord. And the spinal cord has a different organisation from the brain. The grey matter's on the inside on the spinal cord, and for the brain, the grey matter's on the outside. So you'll see this swapped over in terms of its layout when we look at the cerebellum. So that's the overall architecture. And the only additional features to notice are the structures out here and here, which are outside of the spinal cord, but are also neural. These represent the rootlets of the peripheral nerve, and this would of course be the ventral rootlets, and this is the dorsal rootlets. So these are actually cross sections of nerve fibres as they're going out and into the spinal cord. So this is the ventral rootlets down here and the dorsal rootlets. Notice that they lie inside the meninges. So starting at the very outside of the spinal cord and just working our way towards the core, you can see our rootlets lie in this space here, which is beneath the arachnoid layer. And our three layers as we go in are organised like this. This is the dura mater out here. This is the arachnoid layer. And this portion here, closest to the spinal cord, and generally attached to the outside of the white matter, is the pia mater. So these two here are closely associated with each other throughout the length of the nervous system, and are sometimes described as the leptomeninges as well. So the leptomeninges are the pia and arachnoid layers of the mater. The third layer, this thick layer out here, the dura mater, is the toughest layer altogether, and that's what you see upstairs in growth matters surrounding the nervous system, that extremely strong connective tissue layer that surrounds the nervous system. And just for you, the embryologists amongst you that are not examinable, hip and embryonic origins in terms of the different layers. So we can see these are our connective tissue covers, and the other feature to notice is that underneath the arachnoid layer, we've got lots of blood vessels. So we get lots of blood vessels in the subarachnoid space. So within the subarachnoid space, you'll see lots and lots of cross-sections of blood vessels. Arachnoid meaning spider. It's a membrane which has lots of fibrous regions to it running backwards and forwards. The pia mater is the most delicate connective tissue layer and sits right adjacent to the nervous system, closely adherent to it. So there are our three meningi layers on the outside. And you can see cross-sections of arteries, arterioles here and here. And these are our rootlets out here. And in the rootlets themselves, we can see cross-sections of axons and their myelin sheath. Now, in this particular section, the stain that's been used is a stain called Luxol Blue. And Luxol Blue stains myelin blue. So everywhere where you see blue in this section is where you can expect myelin to have been. But you would already probably know from your other histology classes that myelin, the majority of the myelin sheath is the membrane of the oligodendrocytes, or Schwann cells, and therefore mostly lipid. And so like adipose cells, we lose most of the lipid when we process it for histology. So the myelin in these histological sections will look blue and white. Blue and white together show you the regions of where the myelin is located. The white is where the lipid membrane used to be. So the important thing about the grey matter out here is that this represents the tract which are running up and down within the spinal cord. And so it's a bit of cut through lengths of spaghetti and looking at it end on, with the axon in the middle and myelin sheaths around it. And this is all through the white matter around the outside of the cord. So let's have a look in detail at the white matter. And you can see here where the myelin is, the lipid was, has been lost, and so we get clear spaces, and all we're left is with the protein component, the neurokeratin component of the lipid, the myelin. The other features to notice out here in the grey matter is that we've got other material which is staining, and this other material that we can see is connective tissue. So this represents collagen that we can see running through here as well, and you may also be able to identify some blood vessels. So these are collagen, and therefore these cells and the nuclei of these cells are fibroblasts in these region here. So we've got regions.